Amen Science Shuffle Transform Approach for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate Lesson. We're taking that classic Amen Break Science and applying it to vocals, so they don't just sit on top of the drums, they move like jungle. Think Pirate Radio intros, reload moments, and those rolling callouts that feel like a DJ and an MC are literally riding the groove. Set your tempo first. Go 172 to 176 BPM, I'll sit you at 174. Now create a few tracks of this day's organized. Make an audio track called Vocal RAW, then a MIDI track called Vocal Chops, because we're going to play your vocal like a drum kit. Add three return tracks. Return A is dub delay, return B is small verb, and return C is hype smash for parallel destruction. And one more thing. Drop an Amen loop on its own audio track. Name it Amen Ref. We're not committing to using it in the final tune. It's your groove reference, your timing blueprint. Now, step 1. Warp your vocal correctly. This part decides whether the whole thing feels pro or like a messy edit. Put your vocal on Vocal RAW. In clip view, turn warp on. Choose Complex Pro. Set formants at 0 to start. Leave envelope at 128. Then line up your start marker so the phrase has a clean relationship to the grid, ideally starting at 1.1.1. The goal is simple. Before we start doing breakbeat style surgery, the vocal needs to land predictably. Teacher note here, don't overwarp. If you add warp marker after warp marker, Complex Pro can get metallic and facey, especially on sustained words. Use the minimum markers that make the phrase behave. Alright, step 2. Extract the Amen Shuffle feel. You've got two routes. Option A is fast and very Ableton. Groove pool. Click your Amen REF clip. Make sure it's warped. Then right-click and choose Extract Groove. Open Groove Pool and you'll see that extracted groove sitting there. Apply it to your vocal clip and, even more importantly, apply it to the MIDI clip that will trigger your chopped syllables. Start with these groove settings. Timing around 60%, random around 5%, velocity about 10% if you're using MIDI chops, and bass at 1/16th. What you're doing is stealing those tiny Earl 8 placements that make the Amen feel like it's alive. Option B is the manual science route, and honestly it teaches you more. Work on a 1/16th grid, but allow 1/32nd stutters for excitement. Push some offbeats late by 5 to 15 milliseconds, and think in question-answer rhythms, short-short-long. If Groove Pool ever starts sounding like it's just smearing things, manual nudges will save you. Now let's get smart before we slice. Choose the right syllables. Not every word chops well. Plosives, like P, B, T, K, they read like snares and rimshots. Sibilants like S, SH, CH become instant hats and air. Vowels like A, O, E are great for longer tails and pitch moves. So here's the workflow. Duplicate Vocal RAW, rename the duplicate vocal slice SRC, and consolidate a tight region that contains your best consonant attacks and a couple vowel sustains. 1 to 2 bars is perfect. This gives you cleaner transient detection and fewer useless pads when we slice to simpler. Step 3. Slice the vocal into Amen style hits using simpler. Right-click that consolidated audio and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Unless the phrase is super legible in warp markers, then you can slice by warp markers. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with simpler in slice mode. Rename that track Vocal Chops. Now set simpler up so it behaves like percussion. Keep it in slice mode. Set trigger to gate so the MIDI note length actually matters. Set voices to 2 to start, but if you hear overlap smearing the groove, set voices to 1. That's your choke group behavior, like a drummer muting hits. Turn on the filter, if it's harsh, and shorten the amp release to something like 20 to 60 milliseconds so the chops are tight. Quick coaching point. Velocity alone won't create that breakbeat logic. The real Amen magic is contrast and duration. Ghost hits should be short, not just quiet. If you want the groove to read through distortion and delay, you need length contrast. Step 4. Program the Amen Science rhythm. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip on vocal chops and write like you're programming a breakbeat, not like you're writing a vocal melody. Here's a practical 1 bar pattern to start at 174 BPM on a 1/16th grid. Put a main phrase hit on 1.1.1. Add a ghost syllable on 1.1.3 at low velocity. Another hit on 1.2.1. Then a tight double. One hit on 1.2.3 and a second on the 1/32nd after it, so it's like a stutter. Put a callout hit on 1.3.1. Add an offbeat ghost near 1.3.4, and let it lean a touch late. Then end the bar with a rap. Hits on 1.4.3, 1.4.4, and the 1/32nd after 1.4.4, like an Amen turnaround. Set your velocities like drum programming. Main hits around 90 to 120. Ghosts around 25 to 60. For note lengths, make main hits 1/16th to 1/8th, and make ghosts and stutters 1/32nd to 1/16th. Then apply your extracted groove and listen. And here's a rule that keeps this from turning into chaos. Keep anchor hit stable. The downbeat and the main call-out moments should feel solid. Push shuffle more on the little connective 16ths between snare hits, not on the big moments. Now, pocket glue. If groove pool gets you close but not locked, use track delay on vocal chops. Try plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds to lean back into that jungle pocket. Or if the vocal consonants are stepping on the snare, go negative 5 to negative 10 milliseconds, so your consonants arrive early, and the snare still feels like the king of the bar. Track delay is underrated because it's simple and musical. Step 5. Shape the Pyratradio tone with a stock chain. On vocal chops, drop EQ 8 first. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Then give it that band-limited radio vibe. Add a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3K, and if you want it narrower, roll off the top with a low pass around 7 to 10K. Next, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. After that, optionally add redux for real pirate grit. Downsample 2 to 6, bit depth 8 to 12. Subtle. You want character, not unreadable mush. Then a compressor to tighten it. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Finally, utility. Pull the width down to 0 to 60%, so it's mono-ish like it's coming through a dodgy transmitter. And here's one of the best little hype tricks in this whole lesson. Automate utility width from 0 to 100% on one word, like reload. Then snap it back to mono immediately after. That contrast makes it sound like the station just slammed the fader and opened the channel. Step 6. Add transform movement with beat repeat and delay throws. This is where it starts feeling like someone's live editing the broadcast. Put beat repeat after your compressor on vocal chops. Start with interval at 1 bar. Grid at 1/16th, and switch to 1/32nd for faster cuts. Variation between 0 and 20%. Gate around 20 to 40% for tightness. Chance at 10 to 25%, but don't leave it there forever. This is a moment's tool. Set mix 10 to 30%. Again, ideally automated. Pro move. Map chance and mix to macros and only automate them at phrase ends. You want controlled fills, not constant glitch. Now the delay return. On return A. Dub delay, add echo, sync on, time at 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 25 to 45%, filter the delay, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K, then add saturator after the echo, 2 to 4 dB with soft clip, and EQ again to keep the return clean, cutting lows below 200 and taming harshness around 3 to 5K if needed. And very important teacher note, for intelligible throws, filter first, then distort. If you distort full range repeats, you get splashy, messy tails that clog 174 BPM instantly. Filter then driven repeats sound like a proper station. Mid forward, gritty, and readable. Automate your send to DUB delay on single words only. Listen. Send spike. Through. Send spike. Inside. Send spike. This is punctuation, like a DJ using the mixer as an instrument. Now step 7. Make it sit with the drums. In drum and bass, vocals are hype, but the kick and snare still run the place. Group vocal raw and vocal chops into a group called vocals bus. On that bus, add a compressor with sidechain. Input your kick, or a kick and snare bus if you want stronger pumping. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack half a millisecond to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking on each kick. If your snare is massive and you want that snare punches through everything vibe, sidechain to snare instead. Now, optional but spicy. Build a radio transmitter rack on vocals bus. Make an audio effect rack with 3 chains, clean, light EQ and light compression. Transmitter. Band limit. Drive. Bit reduction. Overmod. Heavier distortion and aggressive bandpass. Map the chain selector to one macro called transmit. Then automate transmit so keywords sweep into rect. Then snap back to clean. That's pirate station drama without needing more layers. If you want darker energy, add return C. Hype smash as parallel crush. Use roar if you've got it in live 12, or saturator if not. Heap it band past roughly 300 hc to 6k hc, compress it heavily and only send keywords. That's how you get crushed rig shout without destroying the whole vocal. Step 8. Arrange it like a real broadcast. Here are a few layouts for an 8-bar intro broadcast. Keep bars 1 to 4 narrow and radio toned, with sparse chops. Bars 5 to 8 increase stutters and add a few delay throws. In the last half bar, set beat repeat grid to 1/32nd, automate chants to 100%, then hard stop. Silence is part of the flex. For a 2-bar pre-drop hype, bar 1 is phrase plus ghosts. Bar 2 is faster chops and a rising send to delay. Final beat, go dry, full band, bypass the radio EQ, and hit the word like a punch. For mid-drop call and response, treat chopped vocal like percussion. Answer snare hits, keep it sparse, and don't fight the lead or bass. Now let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. If you overwarp, you get artifacts. If your chops are too long, they overlap and smear the groove, so tighten simpler release and reduce voices. If you use too much beat repeat, it stops being immense science and becomes random glitch, so automate it only for moments. If you don't filter your delay return, your mix will clog instantly. And if you skip sidechain or pocket control, your pirate vocal will bully the drums, and the drums should always feel like the engine.